January 12th, 2010.
Amen.
Umwarmen diese kleine Kinder mit der Sache sind wir Yeshivishi.
Yes.
Wenn sie umwarmen, für die Tumme Welt von Größen.
Yes, I want to thank everybody for those who came to participate in the Hasana. It was very lebedik, and it's all because so many people came. It's very nice. Thank you very much. We haven't learned in 2 weeks, okay. I think the last time we learned, I think we left off by the Mishnah, Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, Parsha Samelo, if I'm not mistaken. The Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek lists off which mitzvahs of Kriya, which mitzvahs of Amir have to be fulfilled in the original Hebrew, and which can be fulfilled in translation. So it says that Parshas HaMelech, that's when the Melech learns Parshas HaKel. Once every 7 years, on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, following Shnas HaShmita, that's what most of the Poskim say, the Melech learning, the fact that the Melech learns, that has no mocker in the Psukim. The Mishnah says the Melech used to learn. That was to show that even the Jewish king is also kofuf to the Torah. But even if you don't have a melech, let's say Bizman is that we don't have a melech, there would have been a chiyuv of hakel. So someone else will read it. It doesn't have to be, the melech is not me'akel. But the shnas ha-shmitah, that's me'akel. You only lain, it's not a din you lain once every 7 years, whatever it happens to be. No, the halach is you lain on sukkis, on chalamite sukkis following shnas ha-shmitah. So Bizman is that we assume that shmitah is lav deraisa. The rabbanon, the institute of shmitah, you should observe shmitah in Eretz Yisrael, but never institute. You should observe all the other dinim that depend on shmitah. So this is a din that depends on shmitah. The sukkis, the chalamite sukkis, following the shnas hashmitah, you have to learn parshas hakol. There are those who don't accept the het mechira in Eretz Yisrael. They instituted the het mechira. People think that Rabbi Cook instituted the het mechira. He wasn't the one originally. It was from the 1600s. The Sfardish gedolim who lived in Eretz Yisrael. In the 1600s, there were no Ashkenazim. There were only Sfardish gedolim. And there were hardly any farmers, and Nebuch, the farmers hardly made a living. It was such a shas hadchak, so they had to come up with some kind of a heter. So they came up with the heter mechira. So in the late 1800s, when the Jews started to move back to Eretz Yisrael, so Rabbi Shmuel Molover was very involved in moving back to Eretz Yisrael. So he came together with a couple of other rabbanim, and then they sent the tshuva to Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan. Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan didn't believe it, so he said he wants to see the Sefer innovating. The Sefer from the 1600s, so they had to get him the Sefer from library, some library in Germany, and they sent it to Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan, and then he signed along with the Heter Mechira. So this was before Rav Kook was born. The Heter Mechira existed the centuries before he was born. So the Heter Mechira all rests on the assumption that Shemitah Bizman is as the Rabbanon. So therefore, there's room to begin to discuss something. It doesn't necessarily follow just because it's the Rabbanon, that if you sell the land to a goy, you don't have to observe Shemitah, but it has to begin with that. If Shemitah is deraisa, it is nothing to discuss. So in recent years, in our generation, there were those who don't, all right, there are many who are not happy with Heter Mechira. There's room to dingzach. Many were upset about the Heter Mechira. But there are those who don't accept the Heter Mechira. They say the Shemitah is deraisa, Bizman is that. Shemitah is deraisa. How come they don't lay in hakel? They should be mechuyav to lay in hakel. You don't need a melech for hakel. Melech is not me'akev. The pashta certainly is that Shemitah Bizman is that. It's only the Rabbanon. The Gemara has a machloikas satanoim. It says in the beginning of Parshas Behar, every seventh year you observe Shemitah, and after seven times seven, the 50th year is going to be Yovel. So in connection with Yovel, it says that the mitzvah of Yovel only applies when you have the majority of the world Jewish population residing in Eretz Yisrael. Bizman shekol yoshvehu aleho. Across from Dror Ba'aretz l'chol yoshveh. That's the pasuk on the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. Liberty Bell was commissioned to be made by the Jewish community of Pennsylvania. It was made in Europe, and then they brought it to America, and it cracked on the way, I think. And that pasuk is inscribed there. Thou shalt proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. So that pasuk is the marker that the mitzvah of Yovel only applies when you have kol yoshvehu aleho. So there's a machlekes satanoim in the Sifro. That pasuk only says, by Yovel, what about Shemitah? So the majority opinion is, the way it's accepted, the Rambam and the Mishnah is like that, that Shemitah depends on Yovel. If you know in advance that after seven Shemitahs, you're not going to succeed leading up to a Yovel because you don't have Kol Yoshveh HaLeo, then the whole observance of the Shemitah is only Midirabon. And in this Sifra, there's a Tana who disagrees, says, no, that requirement, kol yoshvehu aleo, that you have to have some such a world Jewish population living in Eretz Yisrael, that's only for Yovel, doesn't apply to Shemitah. You can have Shemitah Menatar, every 70 years is going to be Shemitah, even though you know in advance that it's not going to lead up to Yovel. So that's not the accepted opinion. Right, that's what in the late 1800s when they started, when the Jews moved to Eretz Yisrael, and they made the first colony, the first Moshav, so they were writing in the Torah journals and the secular journals in Europe about observing Shemitah. So one of the Balabas sent in a letter to the editor that since the whole din of Shemitah Bezman is as only the Rabbanon, and it's a machlokes, which year you observe Shemitah, there are more than three possibilities. Exactly which year is Shemitah, so Sveka de Rabban Lekula. So the Beis Halevi sent back a response, which is included in his tshuvas. He says, you better not consider that a suffix, which year is Shemitah, because you can't say Sveka de Rabban Lekula not to observe the whole Shemitah at all. When you're going to say Sveka de Rabban Lekula, you're not going to observe this year, that year, the other year, the other year. You're not going to observe anything. So that's not, you know for sure that you're doing wrong. Whenever you have a suffix de Rabban, where there's a tart to the sas, it's either A, B, C, or D. So you have to observe all four lechumra. You can't say Sveka Drabban Lekula on all four. So he says, you better not consider that a suffix. Then we're going to have to be, you're making things worse for us. You have to observe all four. So the answer is, no, that we know for sure which year is Shemitah. That's about those. We follow the Minhag HaGaonim, even though the Rambam says it doesn't make any sense, but the Rambam surrenders to the Gaonim. He says, we follow the Minhag HaGaonim, that this particular year is the Shemitah. That's why in all the calendars it says which year it is to the Shemitah cycle, Kifi Minhag HaGaonim, according to the practice of the Gaonim, even though the Rambam disagrees, but the Rambam says, forget about what I say, follow what the Gaonim said. So that suffix we don't consider. Which year is the Shemitah, we don't consider. The only shot is where the Shemitah is there, I said the Rabbana. So the accepted opinion is that Shemitah is only the Rabbana, and that's why we don't observe this mitzvah of Hakel. So that's called Parshas HaMelech. Strictly speaking, the Melech's role is only midirabbanon here. You can do without a Melech also, I'll be Pashtas. But nonetheless, it's called Parshas HaMelech.
Does it have to be a leader, or just anybody?
No, not really. It doesn't have to even be a leader.
The Shemitah is for the benefits of the earth. It's resting the seven.
Mm-hmm.
There are 52 Shabbosim. The earth don't rest. The Shabbos is still going. That's why the main thing is we have Shemitah.
Yeah.
In the 70th earth.
Yeah.
The
earth should get a.
It's like a person who works 6 days,
yeah.
And 7 days he rests.
Yeah.
It's the same with the earth.
Yeah.
What we have today in Israel, where it's the president,
yeah.
The whole makes it.
Right.
That has some halachic relevance for us?
No, I don't think so. It shows that the president is also kafuf to the Torah a little bit. A little bit kafuf to the Torah, okay. The last time that the president read?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I remember Herzog used to lay when he was the president.
Who was the president
at that time? Katzav. Yeah. That's only a zecha lahakel. Yeah, that's only a zecha. Rav Kook's first father-in-law was a big rav in Europe. He was a rav in Panavish, yeah, and then he was appointed the rav in Yerushalayim, the Aderis, the Rabbi David Rabinovich Tonim. So he published the whole tshuva, all countries, on Zecha Lahakel. Is it permissible to gather together on Chalamoit Sukkot following Shnas HaShemitah to make a Zecha Lahakel by the Kosel HaMarovid? That's what they do now, Zecha Lahakel. So he writes, the thrust of the whole tshuva is based on Gemara's, when do we allow imitation mitzvahs and when do we not allow imitation mitzvahs? The Gemara says if you have you don't have a kosher esroig, so the whole mitzvah of dalam minim doesn't apply because all the dalam minim are miakvim zezeh. So it says in the Brisa, you shouldn't take an orange, you shouldn't take a lemon. So the Gemara says, Fashteitzach, you shouldn't take an orange, you don't accomplish anything. What are you going to say? A brachel about tov? What are you going to say? The Gemara says, no, ma'u detaim, or you should do an imitation mitzvah. The mitzvah of Dalad Minim shouldn't be forgotten. There are some children who are going to be growing up, they never saw Dalad Minim. So show them, tell them this year this is a puzzle, a lemon, we have a lemon, it's no good, but next year we hope we'll have an esrig. Maybe for chinuch purposes you should do it, in order that the mitzvah shouldn't be forgotten. On Shulchan Aruch it says, this is not in the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch says, what if you have a puzzle, a shofar, So maybe you should blow shofar with the pasul of shofar if you can't get a kosher shofar, and don't say a bracha kedei shelo tishtakach mitzvahs shofar, because we do have sometimes the Gemara does allow imitation mitzvahs, sometimes not. So the klal that the Gemara has is that's what the Aderis points out. The klal the Gemara has is: are you concerned the nafik bnei churva that a kilkel will come out, or you're not concerned the kilkel will come out? So let's say women, when they bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, don't do smicha. They're not mechuyev to do smicha. What if they want to volunteer to do smicha? So we wouldn't permit them to do real bona fide smicha, to lean on the animal b'chol koicham, because that's oisa avoyde b'kachim. The pasuk says, l'savah b'b'chor sherecha, v'l'sogas b'chor tzenecha. The Gemara says, gizav avoyde is also by korbanos, even by kachim kalim. Even by b'chor is only kachim kalim, kal b'chaim and by kachim kachim. So if a woman brings a carbon, she's not mechuyev to do smicha, to lean. B'chol koich, you have to lean, not just put your hands on the animal. You have to lean in such a way that if they would take away the animal, the person will fall down. So a woman is not allowed to do that. So is it, would we permit, but the women feel excluded. They feel bad. Why are we cheating them? Should we permit them to do an imitation smicha? Like the women's prayer groups now. Should we permit the women to have an imitation smicha? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. So Tosis explains, what's the machlokes hatanoim? Is there a chashash nafik b'nei churva? Very easily, she's going to see all the men are leaning on the korban b'chol koicha, so the woman is also going to lean. Or should you say no, that you don't have to be concerned about that? That will tell the women. There are kohanim there all over the place. Beis HaMikdash is swarming with kohanim. And whenever it's a woman with a korban, so they'll tell them, you're not allowed to lean on the korban, they won't let her do this smicha b'chol koicha. So that's a machlokes satanoim. And there we pass like the Tana Noshim Samchus Rishus. We do permit the women to do this smicha. There's no chashash kilkum. So that's what the Aderis points out, that the whole issue of doing an imitation mitzvah depends whether there's a chashash nafik b'nei kilkul or nafik b'nei churva or not. And he says he, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he moved to Eretz Yisrael in 1902 or something like that, 1904. So he says he investigated and he said they've been doing this for years, for a long time already. The Malamdim and Meir Shorim bring the children on Chalamay Sukkis to the Kosel HaMaravi, on the Chalamay Sukkis following Shnas HaShmiteh. And they read from Chumash, they all read together, and they go back home, and we never heard that a kilkul came out. So he doesn't see what the problem is to do an imitation hakel, zechal hakel. So that's the famous sefer that the Chazanish wrote on the cover, shelo lismach al mashikosav ha-sefer hazeh. So that's why when it comes Chalamayt Sukkis, following Shnas HaShmita, so in Eretz Yisrael they have, the government sponsors this zechal hakel, so all the frum, everybody becomes so frum. They follow all of a sudden the Chazanish. What's wrong? The Aderis was a famous Paisik Mefursam. The Aderis was a very respected Paisik. He wasn't Mizrahi. Rabbi Cook was also never Mizrahi. Rabbi Cook was on the Bad Matz Gedolei HaTorah of the Aguda. He never joined the Mizrahi on principle. I'm not sure what the principle was, but that's what they have in his biography. He never joined the Mizrahi. And the way he got stuck was when he already lived in Eretz Yisrael, when he was appointed a member of Bad Matz Gedolei HaTorah. So he went to Europe in order to, he left Eretz Yisrael. He went to Europe in order to participate in the Knesset. And he got stuck there when the First World War broke out. So there never was a Knesset. So he went to Switzerland, he got stuck. Then he went to England, he was stuck there for a year, and he was a rabbi in London. And then finally he got back to Eretz Yisrael. So he was always a member of the Agudas. Father-in-law was also, had nothing to do with Mizrahi. He was a famous rabbi, he was a rabbi in Ponevision, rabbi in Mir. That's why they appointed him to be the rabbi in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, he's supposed to take over. Shmuel Salant was getting old, and they wanted an assistant rabbi, a younger person, to take over after he would have to retire. And then the Aderis came there, and he died 4 years later, and he never got the position. Shmuel Salant lived on another 15 years, till 100 years, yeah. So his matzeva, that's what it is. His matzeva of the Aderis, it says, Shenisman Elias Rab Yerushalayim. He was appointed to take off, but he never zeicha to the Rabbonis. Yeah.
What was the Chazanish's time against the Aderis?
After the Chazanish passed away, so they published a collection of letters of the Chazanish, Igros HaChazanish. It's a very beautiful style Hebrew, even if you don't like what he says, but the style is had his own unique style, had his own style of Hebrew. After the Stipler passed away, they also published a collection of letters, not at all like the Chazanish's. Very rough style, but the Chazanish is very flowery, very fancy style. So after all the letters, they just have this that they found on his copy of this sefer, Zechel HaKel. He wrote, Shelo lismach ha-mashikosav ha-sefer hazeh. Doesn't give any reason. It's a very good tshuva. The women's prayer group, It's not a question, will it lead to Kilkulim? They already brought the Kilkulim. The women say Baruch Hu and Kaddish and Kedusha, that's against the din. It's not a question, will it lead to Kilkulim? But it already has it. We started off with Kilkulim for day number one. They did them all wrong. So now they want to have Orthodox women's prayer groups. But we know it already had Kilkulim in the past. So that's worse than a Chashash Shema Yavad Adei Kilkulim. They already brought the Kilkulim. Anyway, this is the Mishnah. Parshas HaMelech is the Parshah of Hakel Ketzad. Exactly, what do you do for Hakel? Matzoy Yontov Harishon Shel Chag. Chag means Sukkis. So Matzoy, first day Chalamoy Sukkis it means. Bishmini. Bishmini is funny. Shmini means Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara is going to say, no, it's a misprint in the Mishnah. It should say Bishminis. Shminis means the eighth year. Shana is Nekeva. Shmini Atzeres is a Yom is Zachar. And Shana is the Keva. So the Gemara said, the Gemara leaves the Mishnah the way it says Shmini, and they say it's a misprint that she really says Shmini. So why don't they just correct it and make an end of it? No. They're afraid maybe they're guessing wrong. Maybe the word Shmini does make sense. But the Gemara says that the Gemara thinks it does not make sense. It should say Shminis. The eighth year b'matzoi shviyis, following the Shnas HaShmita. Osmolo bima shaleitz ba'azora. He built a wooden platform. The Balkora has to lay on top of the platform. Everybody should be able to hear. So the Gemara is going to discuss why don't they build the platform on Erev Sukkis and have Hakel on Yontif? Who state that you have to have that? So the Rambam and the Raibit quote two explanations from the Yerushalmi, what the problem is. So some say, like in YU, when they used to have the graduation on the lawn, so the day before they would build a whole wooden platform, and then the whole graduation would be over at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then by Shkia, the whole platform would disappear. Everything would disappear within the day. So the Rishon quote from the Yerushalmi over here, there's a din, L'sita locha shera kol ha'itzeks al mizbach Hashem alokecha. You're not allowed to plant a tree in the Azorah. So not only is it L'sita locha shera kol ha'itzeks, not only an Asherah for the sake of Avodah Zarah, that's a different Asherah. Not allowed to plant any trees in the Azor. So then the Yerushalmi assumes you're not allowed to make a wooden building. You're not allowed to make any wooden structures in the Azor either. So what's with the story of the Bima Shalait? So the answer is, it was only there for less than 24 hours. If they would put it up on Erev Yontif and they'd leave it till 24 hours till after Yontif, that might be a violation of Lasita Lucha Shera Kalait, even though it's not permanent, it's only temporary. But it's not temporary enough. It'll be there for more than 24 hours. And other Rishonim have the two reasons given by the Yerushalmi. That's one, because of the issue of the Bima Shalaitz, you don't want it to be permanent. The other consideration is that on Yontif there were more people, the Oile Rego, lots of people coming to the Azara. So you want to have room for all the people during Zaharum over there. And the Gemara is going to say that they used to do the Kriyas HaTorah in the Ezra's Noshin. They didn't do it in the Azara. In the Azara, only the Kohanim during Zaharum. It will be close enough in the Azara. This wasn't even in the Ezra Sisrael, in the outer parts of the Azor, this was in the Ezra Snoshim. So the Yerushalmi says, you're going to take up too much room in the Azor. If you're going to build the Bima Shalaitz on Erev Yontif and leave it there for over 24 hours, you're going to be an obstruction. So they built it on Matzoi Anchalamoid, on Matzoi Yontif, and they lay there in the morning and then they took it apart on the same day. They couldn't leave it too long, either because of the Chashash of Lisita Lochar Shera Kaleitz, because of Derech Ekoazar.
That applies also to Ezra's Noshim, Lisita Lochar Shera?
Harabayis, yeah.
The whole Ezra,
Yeah. That's why there was always a machlekes in Europe. Rabbi Kiveger on Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Beis HaKnesses, quotes from one of the earlier Achrayim, I forgot his name, he wrote a sefer on the Rambam, just Mar Mekaymus. And once every 30 pages he has a chiddush. Rabbi Kiveger quotes all the chidushim that he has. Only five chidushim in the whole sefer. The rest just Maram Kam. Rabbi Dovid Aramo, I forgot what the name of the sefer is. It was once on sale in Eretz Yisrael, so I bought it for $1. And then it turned out that he has nothing there that we don't know. Only these five chidushim, Rabbi Kiveger quotes all of them. So one of them is this, that we carry over a lot of the dinim of the Beis HaMikdash, we carry over to a Beis HaKnesses. Because the Beis HaKnesses is a Mikdash Meyat. So just like in the Beis HaMikdash, they weren't allowed to plant trees in the Azora, even in the whole Harabais, you're not allowed to plant trees. So too, in the Chatzah Beis HaKnesses, if you build a shul where there are trees nearby, you're not mechuyav to chop down the trees. But if you built a shul where there's an empty lot, you're not allowed to beautify the shul by planting trees nearby, because that's an Issa L'sita L'cha Asherah Kaleitz. We carry it over. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say that in Brisk, every time the Chatzah Beis HaKnesses was bare, There were no trees over there. So every time they got a new rabbi in Brisk, they would ask the rabbi, can we plant some trees? And every time the rabbi would say no, because Rabbi Kivege quotes this from Adavid Armo. Then he says, when his grandfather, Rab Chaim, was appointed the Rav in Brisk, he paskin yes, because Rab Chaim married the granddaughter of the Netziv. And the Netziv has a tshuva in the Meshev Dovid that is permissible. Why? Because he says all the shuls in Europe used to be built out of wood. And the pews used to be wood. All the benches were wood. So he said, if you really carry over this din from the Beis HaMikdash to the Beis HaKnesses, you can't have a wooden shul. You can't have wooden pews. So we all have. And he quotes it, the Netziv and the Tshuva quotes it from the Binyan Sion, from Bianca Vetlanke. He's also Mata. So he says, every time they got a new Rav and Bris, they would always ask, can we be Mekel? And they all said, Lahachman, because Rabbi Kivek and Shulchan Aruch quotes the Chumra until Rab Chaim was the Rav. So he passed like in Valoshin. That was the Psak of the Netziv. That it's permissible. Yeah. So the Mishnah says, Amatzoi Yontif, on the first night, Chalamoi Tzukis, they build this Bim Shalates in the Azora, and the Melech sits, usually you're not allowed to sit in the Azora. So the Gemara is going to explain, this was in the Ezra's Noshim. This it had a status of Harabais, didn't have a status of Azora. Shenema, how do you know that you have to lay in every 7 years? Shenema, Miket Shavashan, Moid Shnas HaShemitah, Moid Chag HaSukis, and so on. Chazna Knesses, the Shamus and the Shul, the Gabbai, there was a Shul on Beis HaMikdash. Notel Sefer Torah, they had an Aron Kodesh there. This is a Shaila, what Sefer Torah do you have to learn from? Do you have to learn Dafka from the Sefer Azora? There's a special status of Sefer Azora. The Kengodel on Yom Kippur also Shaila, does he have to learn Dafka from the Sefer Azora or from any Sefer Torah? So the Tesis in the first Perek in Bava Basra has a Machlekes with Rashi about that. Rashi writes that it had to be Dafka Sefer Azora. Parshas HaMelech, they have to learn. Parshas HaKal has to be from Sefer Azor. And Tosfos says, they ever found it anywhere in Shas? That it says like that. Rashi assumes that it's self-understood. Sefer Azor had a special status. The Moshe Rabbeinu, it says in the end of the Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu finished writing the Sefer Torah, and he gave it to the Bnei Levi, and he told them they should put it v'samta mosa b'tzad aram b'ris Hashem b'hoyosham b'chol yeid. They should put it either inside the Aron Kodesh or on the side. There was a shelf on the side of the Aron Kodesh. They put the Sefer in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Sefer Torah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Tanoim in the Sifrei point out that Sefer HaZorah had a special status. The purpose of the Sefer HaZorah was, that's what it says in Midrashim, in case in later generations there'll be a doubt, there'll be a suffix, what the correct reading of the Chumash of the Sefer Torah is, so you should copy from the Sefer, you should look in the Sefer HaZorah, and that's the official text. And it says that on one occasion there was sveikus regarding the spelling of three words in Chumash, spelling or the writing. So some Sefer Torah had a totally different word. Instead of Elatzile b'nei Yisrael, it said Elzatute b'nei Yisrael. So we don't have that at all. And then the other word was Ma'ono l'kekedem and mitachas rozon v'garish m'ponavod v'yomah hashpeid. Where is that? Zos HaBrocha, I think. Zos HaBrocha. The end of Zos HaBrocha. So there were two girsas, two nuschos, but it says Ma'ona or Ma'on. Ma'on is the fourth heaven. The seven heavens, the Gemara says. So Ma'on is the fourth heaven. We always talk about the Chasson Kala being in seventh heaven, so we don't want the seventh heaven for some reason or another. We want the fourth heaven. Shasimcha b'Ma'ono. For some reason or another, the fourth heaven is better than the seventh heaven. So there are two readings. The Gemara says there were two, the Sifrei says there were two readings. Well, it says Ma'on Olakekedem or Ma'on Olakekedem. The third one, I forgot what it was. So they had sfeikus what the correct spelling should be or what the correct word should be. So it says in the Sifrei that on that occasion they looked in the Azor, there were three Sifrei Torah, and they followed the text that appeared in the three Sifrei Torah. So why did they follow Dafka that? They should have checked all the Sifrei Torah in the whole wide world. It says that two had one way, and the other third Sifrei Torah had the wrong way. So they followed the Rov of the three that were in the Azor. Why did they follow? They should have checked all the Sifrei Torah in the whole wide world. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, you see, there's a Yalkut Shemoni like that also. The purpose, the role, the status Al-Pidin, Sefer HaZorah is that's officially to preserve the accurate text of the Sefer Torah. The Rama quotes a Tosefta, the Melech has an obligation because of Los Mishnah HaTorah Zos. He has to write two Sefer Torah. Kol Adam Yisrael has an obligation, every Jew has an obligation to write or to sponsor the writing of one Sefer Torah, and the Melech has an obligation to write a second Sefer Torah. So the second Sefer Torah, the Rama quotes from the Tosefta, has to be Magim Osa Api Sefer HaZorah. Whenever you write a Sefer Torah, you're supposed to copy from an already existing Sefer Torah. even if the Sefer knows the Chumash, the whole Chumash Baal Peh, he's supposed to copy from already existing one. So the Sefer Torah Shel Melech, the second Sefer Torah, has to be copied from a Sefer Azor. So it sounds like it has a special status. The Sefer Torah Shel Melech will also have the special status of a Sefer Azor. So that's apparently what led Rashi put two and two together. Rashi held the Parshas HaMelech, the Melech lane, so he leans from the Sefer Torah Shel Melech. Doesn't say that anywhere. He assumes he leans from the Sefer Torah Shel Melech, and the Sefer Torah Shel Melech is my game also. I'll be Sefer Azor. So he got a lane from the Sefer Azor. Taisa said they never heard of such a thing. Ushtay, not the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to lane from the Sefer Azor, and not the Melech has to lane from Sefer Azor.
Why couldn't the Kodesh Kodesh? They couldn't go in there. Sefer Torah is in there.
I don't know. When you need it, when you have to go in, you're allowed to go in. Yeah, whenever it's necessary. When it's necessary to fix there's a leak in the ceiling, so you're allowed even.
They did the tough. They came in the tough.
Okay, whenever it's necessary to go in, there, you're permitted to go in. Unnecessarily, you're not allowed to go in. But if you have to check what is the text of the Sefer Torah, you would be permitted to go in. I don't know.
The whole thing with the Aleppo Codex, that's supposed to be the official
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
The Rambam, the Kanabi.
Yeah, but they don't have the whole full Aleppo Codex.
Free of parents.
They have pieces together.
They have most of the Tanakh. Yeah, they have most of the Tanakh. From Aram Tzova, the official text. Yeah, they claim that that's the official text. Okay. So the Mishnah says the Chazna Knesses, the Shamis and the Shul and the Beis Hamikdash would take the Sefer Torah from someplace, Mara Kodesh. Menosel the Rosh Knesses, he gives it to the Gabbai gives it to the Zgan, the assistant Kohen Gadol, he gives it to the Kohen Gadol gives it to the Melech. The Melech Oymen and Mekabel, he stands up to receive the Sefer Torah. You have to stand up when someone is walking with the Sefer Torah. When the Sefer Torah is sitting in the Aron Kodesh, you don't have to stand. When someone is standing with the Sefer Torah is at rest. If someone's walking with the Sefer Torah, then he's supposed to stand up. So when the Kohen Gadol comes in, everyone carries the Sefer Torah a little bit. When they finally bring it to the Melech and the Azara, so he has to stand up, Amad v'kibel, and then the Kohen Yoshev, the Melech. Usually the din requires that the Baal Koreh should lay in a standing position. We allow the Melech to lay in Kriyas HaTorah in a sitting position in the Azara. That's what the Gemara is going to say. How can that be? It's against the Halacha. And Yeshiva Bazara. So the Gemara is going to answer that it was in the Ezros Noshim. It wasn't.
You allowed to sit in the Azara.
Melech and the Malchi Beis David. Yeah. This is the Baisheni. The Mishnah is describing Baisheni where there were no Melechim at all. In the Malchay Beis David, The only Balochim they had were the Kohanim from the Chashmonoim, and then later on they weren't even from the Chashmonoim. They were all Avodim. So the Mishnah describes, he would lay in a sitting position. Agrippas HaMelech Omad V'Kibel, he stood up to receive the Sefer Torah, B'Kora Oymed, and he didn't want to use this Hetem, Mishum Kvodosh HaMelech, he's allowed to sit when he lays. He insisted out of Kovod HaTorah, he's going to lay in a standing position, V'Shipchu Chachamim, and the Tanoim, the Sanhedrin, who were there, praised him over the fact that he was mevater on his kovet. Gemara is going to discuss that Melech Shemachal Kvodo, he's not allowed to be mochel on his kovet. See, if the practice always was for generations before that the Melech would always lay in a sitting position, so what was the Shibchu Chachamim?
No,
Melech is Beis David is allowed to sit in the Azara Mamish. These are not in Baishen, they were no Melech Beis David. No, but they didn't lay in the Azara, they were laying in the Ezros Noshim. Ezros Noshim has a status like Harabayis. So that's why for many years, before Agrippas HaMelech, they always used to lay in Kriyas HaTorah in a sitting. The Melech would lay in a sitting position. Mishum Kvodo Shal Melech. And Agrippas insisted on standing. Out of Kovod of the Sefer Torah, Shibchu Chachamim, they gave me Yashikoyach, good for you.
And by Islishan, where did they lay?
Probably also the same place. We have no records of the Baisheni either. Very skimpy description over here.
Didn't want to say that Yerovam didn't want
see Rechabam sitting. Yeah, that was every Sholdash Vigolim. And all the Sholdash Vigolim. He was sitting in the Azara. Yeah, Rechabam was an Enikol from David HaMelech. He would sit in the Azara, and Yerovam wouldn't be allowed to sit in the Azara. So he didn't want the people to go beyond the regal. They realized that he's a fake. And Rechavim is the real McCoy. He's the real thing. So that's why he diverted everyone. He didn't permit anyone to go to Yerushalayim. That's how the Gemara explains. That was what he had in mind. So then it says he's leading Parshas HaMelech. So he laid different sections from Chumash Dvarim. When Agrippas was laying, he got to the pasuk. He started to cry. He realized he's not right to be serving as a melech. He was an eved.
His mother was
his mother was what?
I think she was captured or something.
Rashi over here says, Imam Yisrael, the mother was Jewish, but the father was an Eved. The father was an Eved. So he was not a descendant from the Malchus. He had no right to serve as the Melech. Yeah, he was really Pasal HaMelech. That's a Shiloh. He was Alpi Pashtus, he was Pasal HaMelech. So when he got to that Pasuk, he started to cry. He realized that he's not right to serve as the Melech. Omer Lo, so the Rabbanim were there, so they patted him on the back and they said, don't worry, it's okay. You're a wonderful guy. Keep on, don't resign from the kingdom. Remain in your position. Altisari Agrippas, achinu ata. It's okay. So good. So the Gemara says that was an Aveira. When you pat someone on the back, the guy has Hiruri Tshuva, realizes that he's in a position that he's not allowed to be there. So they should have encouraged him. He should step down. They should appoint someone else as the Melech. Instead of encouraging him to do the right thing, he's crying. The man is crying. He knows he's doing wrong. So instead of encouraging him to step down, so they pat him on the back and they say, it's okay. Everything is fine. That's the Yisur of Chanifah. The Gemara has a whole sugya of Chanifah here. Chanifah means when a person is doing something wrong. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this. Let's say you take a person who's not a Shem Shabbos, he's intermarried, and with Allah mitzvahs, and then you make him the guest of honor on the annual yeshiva dinner. So you're patting the guy in the back, and you're saying what a wonderful person he is, and everyone should do like him. Everyone should do like him to give money to the yeshiva. But not everyone should do like him to be a Mechal Shabbos, to intermarry. There was one place, there was one yeshiva where the wife was there and she donated $5,000 from her own funds out of respect to her husband's religion at the annual dinner. So that's when that yeshiva closed down. The Balabatim decided that's it. That was a kollel in the Midwest. That was called, they chased the rabbi out of town and he had to leave America finally. It's a character. So that's right. Moshe has a tshuva. He says, it's not right. You're not allowed to be mechabit people like that. Because you convey the wrong message to the whole tzibur. You convey the message. As long as you give charity, it's okay. All of his sins will be forgiven.
I thought it wasn't the Chacham who said it, but the Am said it, not the Chacham.
I don't think so. I think the Rabbanim. I think the Gemara is going to say the Rabbanim said it. Maybe the Am said it. The Tosefta says you have to have Oviv mi Yisrael. It's not enough Imam Yisrael, you have to have Aviv Yisrael. That's a Shaila is, what's the difference? Let's say, if you have a couple that's intermarried, the mother is Jewish and the father is a Nochri. So if they have a daughter, the daughter is not allowed to marry a Kohen. Okay? The daughter is not allowed to marry a Kohen. That's a din. If the father's a Goy, the din is that a Kohen has to marry a girl who is a Yachsenter. How much Yichas does she have to have? She has to have a father and a mother. That's the whole Yichas. She has to have a father and a mother. So if the father's not Jewish, Al Pidin, she has no father. She's not related to the father, period. If the father and the mother were both Jewish and the father died before the baby girl was born, so at least she has a father, she has a mother. The father passed away before she was born. But she's related to the father. But if the father's an Ochri, so there's no Yichas at all. No, she's not related to the father at all. So that's a din in the Gemara. The Kohen is not permitted to marry a girl whose father is a Ochri. Rabbi Akiva is all the opinion. The father's an Ochri, the Vlad is Mamzer, right. So the Gemara says we don't paskin like that, right. Hilchasa, we paskin that Akam Habo Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is kosher, but if it's a girl, she shouldn't marry a Kohen. And the Gemara, it's an Ibai Doleib Shita, whether she's allowed to marry a Kohen. So the Sfardim paskin Lahokel, that she is allowed to marry a Kohen, but Ashkenazim paskin Lahachmer. She's not allowed to marry a Kohen, but if she marries, she doesn't have to get divorced. And this is Loitetze, but L'chatchila, she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. But there is a discussion in a big Shaila and Rishonim. If you have Imam Yisrael, and the child is Jewish, if it's a daughter, she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. What about any other dinim? Does it make a difference whether it's Imam Yisrael or Ovivi Imam Yisrael? Does it make it any stronger if the father is Jewish also? Or do you say the child is just a Jewish? If the mother is Jewish, that's just as good as if both parents are Jewish. So that's a machlokes in Rishonim. This din that you require that the melech has to be Ovivi Imo Yisrael. It's not enough Imo Yisrael. You have to Ovivi Imo Yisrael. Is that only a chumer midirabbanan, or is that a real din deraisa? So that's a machlokes in Rishonim. Because over here they were punished. The Gemara says, "Boso shon neschayvus anem shal Yisrael kloya." They did wrong. They shouldn't have said achinu ata achinu ata. It's not right, even though it's imam Yisrael, but the father was an eved, so he shouldn't have served as a melech. That's a shaila. This din that it's you need oviv imam Yisrael. Is this just a chumra midirabbanan? And then when the neschayvus kloya because they violated a din derabbanan? Well, no, it's a real din deraisa. It's on the level of the rice, it's considered a higher yichas if both Ovi v'Imo are both me Yisrael. That's 2 days in the Rishon. Yeah. What is Elaine exactly? Elaine's big chunks from Chumash Dvorim. The Kori Mitchilas Eila HaDvorim Ad Shema. Shema Yisrael is in Voz Chanan. After that, Seres Adib. So Elaine's from the beginning of Dvorim till the end of Voz Chanan, towards the end of Voz Chanan, Shema. Then he skips the Ekev Hayoyim Shamoya. Then he learns Aser Ti Aser. That's in Re'eh. No? Aser Ti Aser. That's what we learn on Yom Tov. Aser Ti Aser. Kishal Aser. Then he skips around. Then he learns Parshas HaMelech. Brochas the Klolos. Mahagriz and Maharezal. Achigai Makala Parsha. So he learns different sections. This is a Shaila. How did everybody... There are millions and millions of Jews. How did everybody... Everybody squeezed into the Azor? Is that physically possible? The Azor is not so big. Everybody squids into the Azor. I don't know. I remember once Rabbi Schwab. I didn't daven a shul, but it must have been a sukkah of Matzoy Shemitah. So he spoke about Hakel. So apparently in shul he made a suggestion that they probably the melech is standing and laying there for 2 hours, and everybody walked into the Azor. There was a line of people. Everybody walks into the Azor to listen to a pasuk or two, and then they go out, and then they had a line, and everyone came in, stood for 3 minutes. And they walked out. That was his guess. So I used to visit Rabbi Schwab on Shabbos Chalamoid Sukkis, because I was the rabbi in the branch in Paramus. I had to find out what their menhagim are, what's going on. So he asked me, "Do I study Josephus?" He thought, "And why are we sitting and we read Josephus? I should have read Josephus." So he asked me, "Do I know whether there's any evidence that his suggestion is correct or incorrect?" I don't know. We should look in Josephus. Maybe he describes what Hakel was like. I don't know. That was his suggestion. How is it physically possible to have millions of people standing in the Azara? They're not going to hear anything. See?
You know,
but millions and millions of people. Yeah, Korban Pesach, they can eat, and all of you, Yerushalayim, and they ate and shift, because everybody has to eat on the ground level. There wasn't enough room for everybody. In the Azara, what Shaykh? In the Harabais, how is the Shaykh everyone? I don't know. The question is a strong question. The suggestion, an interesting suggestion. Shtaka find out. Well, how did they lay in Hakel? Yeah. Then it says, Brochus, and Kangolim Barachosim, Hamelech Barachosim. The same Brochus, the same 8 Brochus that the Kangolim says on Yom Kippur, every year on Yom Kippur, after he lays the Kriyas HaTorah, the same thing the Melech recites after he lays. Alashinos, Nishal Regolim, Tachas Mechilas Oven. The Brochus that the Kangolim says on Yom Kippur, that our Kodesh Baruch Hu should forgive all of our sins, Melch Mochem Sulech, Labay Nisayin, Adonis Abayis Ma'al, Ashtayin, B'chol Shana V'shana, and so on. That Nusach HaBrocha that the Kohen Gadol says on Yom Kippur, so this is Chalamay Tzukis. So you replace the Brocha, Mekadosh Tzov HaZmanim, instead, like in the Haftorah. If it's Yom Kippur, you say Nusach of Yom Kippur. And if it's Shabbos Chalamay Tzukis, if it's Yontav Tzukis, you say Nusach, Shor Regolim, instead of Mechilas HaOvah. Now the Gemara is commenting on the text and the Mishnah. Mishnah says, B'shmini. Shmini means the 8th day. Yom is Loshem Zohar. B'shmini Salka Daitach. It's not Shmini Atzeres. It says it's the first day Chalamoid. Eim Azog B'Gemara. The Girsa should be corrected. B'shminis. Shnano HaShminis, the 8th year. Yeah. But so why don't they just correct it in the Mishnah? So you have every so often you have a Mishnah like that. Mishnah, the way it stands, absolutely doesn't make any sense at all. And the Gemara is afraid to change the text in the mission. So they say, we think it's a mistake. That was one of the tainas that the Rabbeinu Tam had against his brother, the Rashbam. Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yosha complains about the fact that his brother, the Rashbam, is all the brother. was the Rashbam was so convinced of his Hagoyas in the Gemara that he would just cross out the word in the Gemara and he would replace it with his words. So Rabbi Natam says, you don't do that. You write on the side. I think that it should read differently, because maybe someone will come after you and figure out what it does, that it does make sense the way it says. Every so often in Bava Basra, there's a lot of Rashbams. The Rashbam took over in Bava Basra. Every so often, Rashbam will say something that this Girsa absolutely makes no sense whatsoever. And the later Rishonim and Acharonim will explain. It makes marvelous sense. It reads very well, and there's no need to make a Hagav. So here also, the Tanoim didn't want to make Hagavs. Rav Soloveitchik was upset when Mosada Rav Kook put out a new edition of the Sefer HaChinuch. So he used to have a whole comment on every year in Maria. He used to give a shir on Sfiras Omer. Almost every year he used to talk about Sfiras Omer. So there's a strange line in the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch quotes the opinion of the Halachas Gedolos that if you missed one day, so you lost it, you blew it, and you can't continue to tzil Sfir. So out of respect for this, for the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, so we don't follow his opinion. We paskani do have to count Svira, but out of respect for the Halachas Gedolos, we don't say Bracha. We leave out the Bracha. So the Sefer HaChinuch, when he quotes this opinion of the Halachas Gedolos, writes, we don't accept his opinion. All the Gedolei HaTorah, all the Gedolei HaDoros don't accept the opinion of the Halachas Gedolos. And he writes some kind of a funny lashon, Monim Kol Yisrael. So the old editions of the Sefer HaChinuch say, he counts with the rest of the Jews. It's a very strange lotion, so Rav Soloveitchik got a whole suggestion of what it means. And then when the Masada Rav Kook printed a new edition of the Sefer HaChinuch, so they changed the text, and his whole diuk disappeared. His whole interpretation disappeared once they changed the whole reading, so it says something different. So he was very upset why they did away with his girsa, with his interpretation. He said they should have put it on the bottom of the page, that they have other kisvayad or other editions or something. So he was pointing out, in various places, the Gemara will not shepherd the Lashon HaMishnah, the Lashon HaBrayso. They'll leave the mistake and they'll say, like over here, we think that it's a misprint, but they won't change it in the Mishnah. The Mishnah states Shmini, not Shminis. Then the Gemara comments on the Lashon HaPasuk, the Kol Hani Lomali. When the Chumash describes when you observe Hakel, so how does it say? Mishnah Rishayna Lazazim Mkama, yeah. Yeah, that's a different thing. Mishnah Rishonim Zazim Mekayim, when there's a machlokes, Mishnah Rishonim Mishnah Achrayna. In one generation, they pass in one way. In a later generation, the majority of the Chachamim reversed the Psak. We have, and during our lifetime, there were certain Psakim before the Second World War, the majority opinion was one way. And after the Second World War, the majority opinion by the big Gedolei HaTorah changed, shifted. So the Gemara will say, Mishnah Rishonim Lazazim Mekayim. The Mishnah left the original Psak, even though the Psak was reversed in a later generation. You can't always learn from the Mishnais, because sometimes they're recording an opinion that was once held and later was rejected. Yeah, but here's Mamsha misprint. Here it's worse. It's not just the Mishnah Rishonim with the Mishnah Achrayna. Here they never made sense the way it says. There's a bigger problem. So here the Chumash, Rashi explains, the Chumash gives you all the simonim. Miketz Shnas Hashmita Hazeh. Miketz Sheva Shanim. It says, at the end of 7 years, at the end of Shnas HaShmita, B'chag HaSukkos, B'moyed Chag HaSukkos. What do you need such a long description for? So the Gemara says, V'chol Hani Lomali in the Chumash. The question is on the Chumash. Why does the Chumash give so many simonim when you have this mitzvah of Hakel? Why didn't it just say, on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, following Shnas HaShmita and Fartik? So the Gemara says, because Rachman Miketz, if it would say Miketz Sheva Shanim after 7 years, when was the mitzvah of Hakel given? So the mitzvah Hakel appears in the end of Chumash Devarim. Those different parts of the Torah were dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu at different times. So that part of Chumash Devarim is dictated by Arvis Moyov. So one might have thought, Salka Daita Havi Amino Nimno Mihashta. They should start counting 7 years from today. Moshe Rabbeinu, right before he's about to die on Zion Adar, a couple of weeks or so, within a month before his death, he was given this mitzvah of Hakel. So he starts counting 7 years. I would have thought at the end of every 7 years, you lane Hakel, and it doesn't have to necessarily correspond to Shemitah. Shemitah, Rashi quotes from the Gemara, Shemitah didn't begin till the 21st year after Meshav Yisrael HaSayarden. It took 14 years till the Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. It took 7 years to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael. That says in Sefer Yeshua. And then the Gemara has an oral tradition in Erechin. The Gemara has a historical tradition that it took 7 years to divide all of Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael only set in after Kibush Mechiluk, after they completed the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. And the conquest was only considered completed after they divided all of Eretz Yisrael. So then they started to count 7 years, and the first Shemitah year was year 21. And the first Yovel was not year 50, it was year 64, because the first 14 years didn't count. So if you would just say Miket Shevashonim, I would have thought the mitzvah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu a month before he died, so you start counting 7 years from now, and then at the end of the seventh year, the following Sukkot, Yelein Hakel, even though it's not yet, you didn't even begin to count the first Shemitah yet. It's in the middle of the Shevish Shechilku. So that's why it has to say, no, it depends on Shnas HaShemitah. So they didn't have the first Hakel also till which year was it? The 22nd year. The first Shemitah was the 21st year. First 14 years didn't count. The first Shemitah was the 21st year. And the 22nd year was the first time they had Hakel. Because Rachmana Shemitah, and if it would just say Shemitah, wouldn't say which part of Shemitah. Have a minute. Why might have thought Besof HaShemitah? At the end of the Shemitah year, Kas Rachmana B'moyed, on Yontif. When is that Yontif? Kas Rachmana B'moyed, have a minute, B'rei Shata, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah following Shnas HaShemitah. Rosh Hashanah is also called Moed. Rashi says, all the Yomim Tavim, Ela Miyad Hashem, the Kochash Onami Rosh Hashanah. I would have thought that Yilein Hakel on the Rosh Hashanah following Shnas HaShemitah. Kas Rachmana B'chag HaSukkos. So B'chag HaSukkos said, maybe you should lay on Yontif. Because of Rachmana B'chag HaSukkos, have a min afil Yontif Acheron. Maybe you can lay on Shmini Atzeres, also part of Sukkos. Kas Rachmana B'vol Kol Yisrael. From the very beginning, me'aschalto d'moyd, from the beginning of the Yontif, and everybody, most of the people come to be Ola Regel at the beginning of the Yontif. So Taka, why don't we lay on Yontif? Why do we postpone the Hakel until the first day Chol HaMoed? So that was the two reasons that he mentioned before. The Rambam and the Rabbi quote from the Yerushalmi, the two different reasons. We don't want to build a platform on Erev Sukkos and leave it there the whole, you won't be able to take it apart on Sukkos. So either you're going to have a problem of Sita Lucha Shera Kolets, you're building a wooden structure in the Harabais, which is not permitted, or the issue of Doche Kaza, it's going to be too crowded. So they put up this platform on Matzoi Yontif on Chol HaMoed, and they took it down on the same day. They took it down on the same day.
The Chi of Hakel is on the Tzibur, that the Tzibur has to show up.
Yeah. I think, no, the Pasuk says women also come. It says in Pasuk, that's one of the exceptions to the rule. It says you bring taf also. That's the Ramban Chumash is Mesupik, how old the taf have to be. Does it refer to Yonke Shadayim? Literally taf, who don't even know, they're totally oblivious of what's going on. Mamash, a two-month-old baby. You're going to bring it. If the baby's in diaper, he's going to make a dirty diaper in the Azori. You're not allowed to take such a baby into the Sukkot state. Now let's take a baby who makes in his diapers into the sukkah, mishum kovet ashchina, because chal shem shamayim ala sukkah. So in shul or in the azorah for sure, you're not allowed to take a baby. But the question is, let's say you have a little baby, he's not going to make in his diaper, but he doesn't know bechlal what's going on. He doesn't know bechlal what's going on. So Ramban is mesupit. Does it mean that you bring even tiny children who don't understand anything, or only those who at least will be able to say over, I remember hearing Kriyas HaTorah in the Azor. He has to be able to understand something. So the Ramban brings a raya from the Gemara in the beginning of Chagiga, and of Gimel and Chagiga. The Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed the chief rabbi when they demoted Rabbi Gamliel, when they fired Rabbi Gamliel from the Nesias. So he gave a drosha on Shabbos, and he was saying on Parshas Hakel, and he said, we understand the men participate in Hakel in order to learn. The women participate. The women are not mechuyev to learn Torah, but a little bit they have to know the halachas, okay? Shanoshim boos lushmoya, to hear what's relevant for them. Ataf lama boim, what do you bring the babies for? So the Gemara says, liten tzchar lemeviyeim. So the Ramban says, what do you mean, liten tzchar lemeviyeim? To give reward to the parents who brought them. Why don't you say, you bring the children that they should have a roshim? They'll be able to tell their grandchildren. I remember the melech was laining hakel. So he says, from the Gemara, would it be you bring little tiny infants who won't even be able to say, who don't understand bechalal anything? They won't even be able to say over anything. If you're going to limit the taf only to those who understood something, left the roshim, so say taf lama boim, that it should have an impression on them. It should leave an impression on them. So the Ramban says he gets the impression from the Gemara that the Tanoim understood that you have to bring even Yonke Shadayim. Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, thought that it wasn't so. He thought that such a child is mamish misasik. If he doesn't understand, b'chol, what's going on? So that he doesn't see that you accomplish anything. He thought that even though the Gemara says, Litan Tzchai Lemeviyem, it's still talking about little children who do see what's happening. They do understand. So Shaila, who is included? But the Noshim says in the Gemara, that's one of the exceptions to the rule, that women are mechuyev. And Hakel, it says, b'volkal Yisrael, the Noshim and Noshim and the Taf, everybody has to come. Even though it says man grom. No, that's Rabbi Schwab's question. How is it physically possible everyone should hear? So he thought that it's a chavis atzibah to have such a maimed, and everyone should hear a pasuk too and leave. The Gemara says whoever is deaf is not mechuyev. The Gemara says in Chagiga, if a person is deaf and he can't hear, he's not mechuyev to come because he accomplishes nothing at all. But even if he can hear, how much does he have to hear? It doesn't say he has to hear the whole kriyas haTorah. Everything. Dvarim v'aschanan and re'ei and everything and everything and everything. Everybody has to hear everything. It's going to take quite a long time. It's going to take a couple of hours.
I did find Pick August being the mother of, I think, the Shuru Kananya, when she was yet in her belly yet. So it's much that it doesn't have a ration on the child, even though sure. She wants him to hear the Beis Medrash, the voice in the Beis Medrash.
Yeah, yeah.
There is a ration.
There is a ration. Okay, yeah. Okay. Maybe the same thing over here? Could be. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, the Gabbai takes out Sefer Torah from the Aron HaKodesh, gives it to this one, this one gives it to that one, he gives it to the next one. So many different kibbutim, like by a bris, you give it to this one, to the next one, to the next one. So the Gemara raises a question, Shamas Minoah, can you prove in the Mishnah, Chokim Kovat Talmud B'Mokam Harav? We already discussed it on the previous daf. Is this a violation of Kovod HaMelech or not? They mechabit someone else in the presence of the Melech. They give the Sefer Torah. Thank you. They give the Sefer Torah to the Gabbai, who gives it to the Zgan, gives it to the Kohen Gadol. So many kibbutim until he finally give it to the Kohen Gadol. And then the Kohen Gadol gives it to the Melech. Is that right to be mechabit other people in the presence of the Melech or not? maybe that's a pigia in the Kvod HaMelech. The Gemara says, no, this is not a kibbutz to the Gabbai and the Zgan and the Kohen Gadol. This is all a kibbutz to the Melech. We want to show how the Melech is on top of all of these people. It's not that we're giving kibbutzim to all the people in between. The Gemara says, no, Amar Abai, kula mishim kibbutz to the Melech. The whole thing is only mishim kibbutz to the Melech. It's not intended to give a kibbutz to the other people. The Melech Haim and the Mekabel, right, the Melech has to stand up when they walk in with the Sefer Torah, but then when he puts it down on the Shulchan, then the practice used to be Bikori Yoshev, the Melech would sit when he lay. Unlike usually, it says Hakari, it says in Megillah, the second parakim, Hakaris HaMegillah Omed V'Yoshev. It says the Balkori can lay in the Megillah, either standing or sitting, and it says in the Rambam, that's only if he lays without a minion, but if he lays with a minion, then he has to stand, and Mishum Kavod HaTzibur, and it says Kriyas HaTorah also has to be Bamida. The melech, the practice always was, the melech would lay in hakel in a sitting position. And Agribus HaMelech stood when he was laying. V'shibchu chachamim, and they gave him a yashukoch. They praised him while he stood. Freg the Gemara, he stands up when they walk in with the Sefer Torah. How is he allowed to be sitting in the first place? The Mishnah is describing by Sheni, there was no melech from the Malchus Beis Dovin. We have a din. So Shaila din the Raisa din the Rabban, but I'll call upon him there is a din of Hamamar. We have a tradition, Ein Shiva Bazara la Malchi Biz David Bulvat. Only a Melech who is a descendant from the Malchi Biz David is permitted to sit in the Azar Shenema. Vayova Hamelech David Vayesh Bilifnei Hashem. Vayoma Mi Anochi, is it right? Do I deserve to be the Melech al Yisrael? So only the Malchi Biz David are permitted to sit in the Azar. So how can it be that the Melech sits in the Azar till he brings in the Sefer Torah, then he stands up? He's not allowed to sit in the Azor, and for the Gemara, no, it's a Nezros Noshim. Just like he said, just like Rav Chisda said regarding the laning, the Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur, that it took place in Nezros Noshim. Nezros Noshim had the status of Harabayis, so in Harabayis you're allowed to sit. Adarab, that's what Rashi says. Why were the Chachamim, when they built the second base HaMikdash, how come they were never Mekadosh the Nezros Noshim and Kedushas HaZorah? So Rashi writes in the Pluk Pyeses and Shas, if they would have been Mekadosh it, all the women would have to stand in Nezros Noshim. The women are usually pregnant or nursing or whatever. They have no koyach to stand. So the Chachamim decided to give the women a break. So they were never mekadosh the Ezras Nashim, Kedushas Hazara. So the Rav, everyone in the Ezras Nashim is permitted to sit. So the Gemara says, just like on the previous daf, the Kriyas HaTorah and Yom Kippur, Al Yideh Kohen Gadol took place in the Ezras Nashim. So here also, the Kriyas HaTorah of Hakol took place in the Ezras Nashim. Then it says, V'shibchu Chachamim, Agrippus HaMelech insisted on standing when he lain, and they praised him. Shibchu, Fegmah, Mechlal, Deshapirah, but he did the right thing. Amar Rashi, we have a discussion in Maseches Kiddushin. The end of the first parak in Kiddushin, the Gemara talks about Kibbut Aviyim. So one of the dinim of Kibbut Aviyim is, strictly speaking, this Kibbut and this Moira. So Kibbut means to give service to the parents. My father needs a ride, he needs someone to carry his luggage with him, he needs someone to make an arrangement, he wants to go on a trip to Eretz Yisrael, so I should call on the telephone, I should make all the arrangements for him. If he needs someone to feed him, Achila, Mashkeo, Manila, Machitzo, Socho, physical assistant, that's called Kibbut. And Moira, it means respect. When the parents walk in the room, you have to stand up. That's really Mora. That's strictly speaking, that's not Kibbut. We usually translate Kibbut as respect. Honor your father and your mother. It's not really correct. Kibbut means service, physical service. And Mora means respect. Mora means respect. So you have to stand up when the parents come into the room. Unless it's clear that the parents are Mora on the cover, then it's okay. So the sugya there has a discussion. What about standing up for Talmid HaChamim? So Gemara says, "Mifnei seva tokem hadarta penei zokin." Zokin means that you can't chachma. You have to stand up for a talmid chacham, and as he's moichel on his kavod, it's okay. What right does he have to be moichel on his kavod? Is he a balabas? Isn't it kavod a Torah? So Gemara says, "No, it's Torah delay. It's his Torah. Why? Because the pasuk says in the beginning of Tehillim, ki misaros Hashem chevtza v'sarosa yege yom v'loyla." So the pasuk pshat is Torah Hashem yege. The person learns Torah v'sarosa shalak kadosh baruch hu. He learns the his Torah. His Torah means the Rabbi Shalom's Torah. So the Gemara says, even though that's Pashab Shat, but there's an additional level of interpretation of Visarasa Yege Yom Valoyla, his own Torah. First, the Talmid Chacham learns his Torah Hashem, Chevtzo. And after he learns, Rashi says, what's before and after? Mishiyogogba, there's Amola Shal Torah. When he works hard on the Torah, then he's kind of the Torah. The Torah is referred to by Malachi Hanavi, it's referred to as Zichur Torah Moshe Avdi. Malachi knew that he was the last of the prophets. Chagas Chayim Malachi were the last three Nevi'im, and the Rebbe Shalom told Bnei Yisrael he's not going to send any more Nevi'im because he was upset, he was angry, why they didn't come back to Shivas Tzion when they had permission to come back to Eretz Yisrael. So hardly anybody came back. 43,000 people came back, and all the millions of Jews remained behind in Golas Bavel. So Rebbe Shalom said he's not going to send any more Nevi'im. But three Nevi'im he had to send. Gimel Nevi'im Oli Moami Bavel. Chagas Chayim Malachi to give instructions about Binyan Beis HaMikdash. You can't build a Beis HaMikdash without authorization from the Navi. So Malachi signs off. He knows he's the last Navi until Eliyahu Navi is going to come the day before Mashiach. So he says, Zichur Teres Moshe Avdi, they should heat up the Torah Mitzvahs because the Baruch Hashem is not going to send any more Nevi'im to give Musa, to give Tochacha. That's the role of the Navi, to give Divri Kivola, to give complaints when the people are violating the Mitzvahs. So why is it called Zichur Teres Moshe? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was Yogeba Omol Batura. He wasn't eating popcorn and Cracker Jacks and nibbling and chewing gum and having coffee breaks. He was on Har Sinai 40 days and 40 nights. Lechem Lachalte Maim Lo Shasis. He didn't eat. He was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. That's Yogeba Omol Shal Torah. That's not expected of us. There was a guy from my neighborhood. He learned the Lakewood. He decided he's going to be the biggest masmid. So he always used to skip breakfast, and he always used to come to lunch late and leave early. And after a year and a half, he cracked up. He had a nervous breakdown. He couldn't function. I remember he was walking in the street. He didn't recognize anybody. His mother had to walk with him arm in arm. He didn't know what was going on. So that's a shtus vehevel. A person is going to be yogeva, omal batura, to the extent that he's going to crack up. The Torah doesn't expect that of us. That's an aver. That's not a mitzvah. But a person has to strain himself a little. Shouldn't be relaxed when he learns Torah. He has to work hard. You have to be yogev, amal batur. So that's what Rashi writes on this Gemara. When you first start to learn the Torah, it's called Torah Hashem, Cheftzo. Then, after you learn it, be yogev, amal shal Torah. You strain yourself a little bit, within reason. Then it's called the Besaroso Yege, Torah delay. Then it's called his Torah. So the Gemara said, that's why the Talmid Chacham has the right to be moichel on his kavod, because it's his Torah. He's kind of the Torah, al yidei yogev, amal shal Torah. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was kind of the Torah. It's called Torah Moshe. Torah belongs to Moshe Rabbeinu because he was Yogea for 40 days, 40 nights. He didn't need it all. By him, it was expected. He was able to do it, and it was expected. So too, Bayas, if we yogia v'amam batur. So then the Gemara has a shalab. What about a Nasi? Nasi is the Rosh HaSanhedrin. They appointed him to be the Rosh HaSanhedrin because he's the biggest learner from the whole group. So do you say you have to have more respect for the Nasi than the other members of the Sanhedrin? Do you say that the Torah delay, so he can also be Moichel on his Kavod and say no? The Rosh HaSanhedrin, he's not allowed to be Moichel on his Kavod. Only Stam HaTamachoch. So the Gemara says, Afilu Laman Diyomar, even if one should follow the opinion that not only a plain Tamachoch, even Nasi Shemoichel al Kvodo, Kvodo Moichel, the Nasi means the Rosh HaSanhedrin, can also be Moichel on his Kavod, but not the Melech. Melech is a din. Melech Shemoichel al Kvodo, and Kvodo Moichel. How do you know Shenema? Sam Tosim Alech HaMelech Shetehe Emoso Alecho. The question is, how do you see that from the pasuk? Some tossim alecha mel shetei moso alecha. How is it mashma? I don't know. That's the Gemara's tradition. That's the mashmois of that. The Gemara has it in all the other mesichtes also. Sanhedrin, all the other places. The Gemara has this drasha. Shetehe e moso. Yeah. Ema means like this. Kibbut and moiro. So here, Moira means kibbutz square. Kibbutz means just to give service, physical service to the parents. Moira means to have respect. Like there's a mitzvah of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. It means more than kovod. Kabed Es Hashem Yehoincho, a pasuk in Mishle. Kabed Es Hashem Yehoincho, to give kovod to the Baruch Shalom. But in Chumash it says more than kovod, it says Moira, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. So Tira means more than plain old kovod. So here, somehow the mashma says, Shetei, Emoso alecha, ema means, moira means covered square, more. So melech cannot be moichel. Don't know. What's shaykh physical service to the Rabban Shalom? I don't know. What's included in covered? To be mechabed the mitzvahs, Mr. Talmud. That's how the Medrash says. How can you be mechabed the Rabban Shalom? So the Sefer Charedim quotes a Medrash like that. It says, "Ves Yehuda shalach lefan of Geishna," on that pasuk, that Yank Levina sent Yehuda first. So the Medrash has a strange lashon: "As Yehuda shalach lefan of Geishna lahoris lefan of to make a yeshiva in Eretz Mitzrayim." So the Medrash says, "Shalach lefan of because shluchos shalom kemoisai," and therefore you have to be mechabed the mitzvahs, because the mitzvahs are shluchos shal makayim, and if you mechabed the mitzvahs, it's considered as if you mechabed the Rabban Shalom. What does it have to do with the pasuk? As Yehuda shalach lefan of Geishna? It's because the verb appears there, shalach. I don't know, and how do you see all this? That's how the Medrash, that's what the Sefer Charedim quotes that, from the Medrash, that the way to show kavod to the Rabban Shalom is by being mechabed the mitzvahs, to have hider mitzvah. It shouldn't just be yotze the mitzvah with the bare minimum. You should go out of your way to be mechabed the mitzvahs, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will consider it as if you're mechabed him. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Yeah. Noye mitzvah, zekelim aveir. Noye mitzvah, the purpose of noye mitzvah is that this is considered an indirect way of showing kavod to the Rabban Shalom. Shemechabed his mitzvahs. So the Gemara is asking on the Mishnah, why shibchu chachamim, the Rabbanim praised Agrippus HaMelech, that he was moichel on his kavod. Aibat HaLocha says, even the Melech himself, he's not allowed to be moichel on his own kavod. And for the Gemara, mitzvah shiny. He's not allowed to be moichel on his kavod. Someone wants to ride piggyback on the melech. So the melech is going to lean down on the ground. He says, okay, climb up on my shoulder. He's going to run around. So that the melech is not allowed to be mevaz himself. He's not allowed to be moichel on his kavod. Yes, that he always has to be stiff. He always has to wear the big day malchus. He has to command respect from the public. But if he's mevater on his kavod, b'shem kvodo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to stand for kriyas HaTorah. The halacha permits him to sit. Unlike a normal Balkuri who has to stand for Kriyas HaTorah, the halacha permits the melech to sit when he lanes the hakel on Chalamayt Sukkah. So he wants to stand out of Kovod HaTorah, so b'mokam mitzvahs, avada fine.
That's right, he can do b'yavini yavolah.
Right, that's what Tosis quotes on Machlokes HaTanoim. What about to do chalitza?
Or he can do yivum
because it's a mitzvah. Yeah, that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. Would we permit the melech, see, when if the melech's brother dies, so if you're going to do Yibum, what does it mean? Yibum, I'm taking the place of my brother. My brother was a holy tzaddik, never. He died, he left no children, so I'm going to be his memala mokam. I'm his memala mokam. I'm the melech. I'm the top man. So it's a bizoyin. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. If the melech wants to be mevatim on his kovin, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum. or let's say in order to fulfill a mitzvah of chalitza. Let's say he doesn't want to marry the girl. The girl is older than him, 50 years older than him. He doesn't want to marry the almana. So she has to spit in front of him, so that's a bizoyan. So he says, I want to have a spit. I want to do the mitzvah. So that's a machlokes hatanaim, Tosfos quotes. That's a machlokes hatanaim in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Would we permit her to do chalitza if he's mochem? That's fine. That's a machlokes hatanaim there. So how come over there it's a machlokes and over here it seems that everyone agrees? And then there's another Gemara in Ksubis that says the melech is not allowed to be mochel on his covet. The Gemara says, on one occasion, if the melech is going with his royal procedure on the highway, and then there's a chasen kala, and he wants to be mesamer chasen kala, so he says, let them go first. There isn't enough room on the highway for both of them to go. Either one goes first or the other one goes first. So the melech is mevater on his covet, he says, let the chasen kala go first. So the Gemara says, he's not allowed to be mochel on his covet. He's not permitted to. It's also a mocha mitzvah to be mesamer the chasen kala. So how come over there? How come over here? It's everyone agrees that it is okay. Then Melech should stand in the Azar. Everyone agrees it is okay. And by the Chalitza and the Yibum and Samachloikas Hatanaim, whether B'makam Mitzvah, the allowed to be Morchel on this covenant. And then the other Gemara in Ksubis, and Daf Yud Zayin, where the Melech wanted to be Mevatim on his covenant, let the Chasen Kala go first. The Gemara says, L'chola Deis is not allowed to be Mevatim on his covenant. Why not? It's also Makam Mitzvah. So Tosfos said it depends each case what the Mitzvah is.
Permitting someone else to do something. This is not true by Hakel. It's Mechila is not permitting someone else, expressing himself. It's not really Mechila's Kvodo.
Right, that's what Tosfos answers. Right, that's Tosfos answers. By the Chasen Kala, he's Mevatim on his Kovid out of to be Mesamech them. So that's not right. He's not supposed to be Mechabit someone else. Here he's Mechabit the Rabbani Shalom. Here Makam Mitzvah. Or by the Chalitza and the Yibam also. But the chalitz and the yibum, it's worse than over here. Chalitz and yibum is a bizoyan to the melech. He's going to spit in front of him. So that here there's no bizoyan. Yeah, here there's no bizoyan. If he stands, normal balkar right. Always stands. So it's not you're not being mevazeh of the melech. So here, but mokha mitzvah for sure is good. There, by the chasen kala, the mokha mitzvah, the mitzvah is to be mechabi kovet abrias. Other people, mitzvah of chasen kala is to do kovet abrias to the chasen kala. So he's not allowed to do kovet abrias. His is the highest form of kovet abrias. He's not allowed to be moichel. To be mevata to someone else. By the chalitz and the yibum, it's not to someone else, it's also just a mitzvah. He's not giving in to someone else's kavod habrias, but it's a bizoyan. It's a bizoyan that he should be the substitute for the brother, or they should spit in front of him. So that's a machlekes hatanaim, whether we make a mitzvah like that, when it's a bizoyan, whether we permit it or not. In our case, is the case at l'chol hadeis. Not mevata with another person, and there is no bizoyan to learn kriyas hatorah in a standing position. Sinita zog fellow. He doesn't use the option. He has a brer. If he wants to, he can sit and learn Kriyas HaTorah. If he wants to, let him stand and learn Kriyas HaTorah. It's an ish gefelach. That's what Tosfos explains, the three different levels of being moichel on the covet.
Rabbi, the episode of David HaMelech and Michal Bashol, was dancing to Michal, objective.
Also, he's the side of Kovet Ashkina, Kovet to the Rabbani Shalom. That's like our Gemara, Kovet to the Rabbani Shalom. Her father would never have done it. That's what she says. So he says, so your father wasn't zeichet to... That's why your father wasn't zeichet to have a malchus that's going to last forever. Yeah. No, it's always like that. The kovod of the melech is higher than the kovod of Talmid HaChachamim and higher than the kovod of a Novi. There's a special respect you have to show to a Novi. In public, the Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi, that in public, the highest kovod has to be shown to the melech, higher than a Novi and higher than a Talmid HaChacham. In private, if the melech wants to stand up for a Talmid HaChacham, we would permit him to, out of kovod HaTorah, because not standing up for another person, it's really standing up out of kovod HaTorah. But in public, he's not allowed to show respect for the Talmid HaChacham and more for the Navi. They have to show respect for him. The Rama quotes that from the Yerushalmi. The Maran Rutmerg, yeah.
He wouldn't come to visit him. He was afraid of power.
Right. The Rosh quotes in the end of the first Perek in Kedushin, the Gemara has a shaila about Kibud Aviyim, that the son has to stand up for the father. What if the father is a big Talmid Chacham? The father is the Rebbe of the son. So it's a deal in the Gemara. So the Rosh quotes this strange story that when the Maharam Rutenberg, his Rebbe, became world famous, so he never went to visit his father because he didn't want to get involved in this machlokes. Who stands up for whom? Whether the father stands up for the son, because the son was a big Talmid Chacham, Maharam Rutenberg, or the son stands up for the father because it's his father. So he never visited his father.
Same problem with Yosef with Yaakov. Why he didn't come visit so often? Because the problem, he's a melech, and he didn't give it up. Who stands up for whom?
Mm-hmm.
What about Yeshayahu and Chizkiyahu? Yeshayahu and Chizkiyahu.
Who should visit whom?
Yeshayahu should have visited Chizkiyahu, because the melech was
bringing it. Yeah.
Yet he wasn't sure, Yeshayahu.
Yeah. Yeah, kavod is always a big touchy issue. It should all be mevatlan all our kavod, yeah.
Didn't we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu when he was his father-in-law
that he went
first?
Yeah. Don't know. Yeah. He was the waiter. He was serving on the meal, yeah. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, "Ain kovet ala Torah shenemba v'kovet chachamim yincholo." Pasuk in Mishlei, but then there's a medrash on the pasuk in Bereishis, "Asaliyas kol hakovet hazeh." When Yaakov Avin is talking to his wives and he says, "I'm wealthy, min hashemayim, I'm wealthy." Hakadosh Baruch Hu made asaliyas kol hakovet hazeh. So the medrash Abba says on that pasuk, "Mikan she'ain kovet ala mamon." So it's a hastira. Here it says, "Ain kovet ala Torah." Here it says, "Ain kovet ala mamon," and both pasukim are pretty obvious. Kavod chachamim in cholos is the ain kavod ala Torah. It's asalias kol hakavod as that means money. So the Vilna Gaon gives a teretz. He says sometimes the word kavod is spelled with a vav, sometimes spelled without a vav. So asalias kol hakavod as there happens to be spelled without a vav. The kavod chachamim in cholos spelled with a vav. So he says kavod male, the real kavod, that's kavod ala Torah. And kavod nechasim ain kavod ala mamon, that's kavod chaser. That's the incomplete kavod. Okay. Yes. Yes, some people need it, yeah. Some people live on COVID. So then it says in the Mishnah, when Agrippa HaMelech was laning and he got to the pasuk that says that he's not qualified, he started to cry and he realized that he's not allowed to serve as the Melech. So everybody said, it's okay, achinu ato. So the Gemara says, Tana Mishmei de Reb Nosson, says in a Tosef to Bos, so sure, at that occasion, when they patted him on the back and they said, it's okay, Nischai B'Sonei Yisrael Kloya, the Jewish people deserved either the Jewish people or the Rabbanah, whoever patted him on the back. Sheikh Hanifa lo le'agripas, because of Hanifa. He was crying that he realized that he's not supposed to be in that position. So the Shudda told him, step down. Instead of telling him to step down, they encouraged him to stay on. So that's a terrible avera. That's like Lifnei v'lisitei mikshom. I pat somebody on the back, and he's a bal avera. I pat him on the back because he's giving tzedakah to the yeshiva or something. And he's going to take the pat on the back to imply, I'm going to go straight to Gan Eden. I can keep on living my style of life the way I did until now. I don't have to change anything. So that's, in a certain form, that's Lifnei v'lisitei mikshom. Amr Rab Shimon ben Chalafta, so the Tanoim say, Miyam Shagobar Akrof Yisholchan Ufo, Nisabsu HaDayonim. The Dayonim can no longer paskin a straight psak, because everything is done with Hanifa. In his Kalkalu HaMasim, you have no one to look up to. You're supposed to have leaders of the Jewish community, you're supposed to be tzaddikim. See, you've cracked this guy up. He's intermarried, and he's Mechal Shabbos, and he eats treifas and everything, and he's the guest of honor. So everybody's going to look up to him, they're going to emulate him. You can't have any hashpah. Tzaddikim can't have hashpah on anybody else because they mechabit all of the rishoyim because they do a couple of mitzvahs. So it's terrible. Then the Gemara is going to say, terrible, terrible, terrible. Now the Gemara says it's permissible. And the mitzvah, it is permissible. It's just the opposite. Funny session, Emma. There won't be any more Hanifa. They won't praise the guy, Mr. El Chipo, who doesn't want to give any money. So he gives a $5 donation. So they give him I just got a letter in the mail today. I gave a $25 donation to a yeshiva because I was there for a whole Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael 2 months ago. So they sent me a letter thanking me for my most generous donation. 25, I would have to pay $25 for the meal. They put me up in the dormitory there for my most generous donation for $25. So it says, Lassi Lava, we won't be praising people like that in exaggerated form. Michalal, the boy Lamazah, sorry, that's Lassi Lava, la Yikari, la Novel Nadiv. We won't be Machnu Hashem. So this Gemara contradicts everything else. Reish Lakish, Amma Mehocha, Reish Lakish has another pasuk. That is Mutar Lachnu Hashem, boy Lamazah. Because it says, when Yankov finally meets up with Zesav after so many years, after 22 years, so he says, I see you, I'm so excited. Kiros Penei Elokim Vatirtzeini. It's like seeing the Malachim. It's like seeing the Rabban Shalom, whatever he means there. So he's comforting his brother Esav. That's not true. He's not so excited to see. He would rather his brother shouldn't meet him at all. It wasn't true. So he told a lie. So you see, it's Mutar Lachnu Hashem Ba'olam Hazeh. Then it was a pliga de Reb Levi. Reish Lakish claims that this was an act of Hanifa. This is in disagreement with Reb Levi. Dom Reb Levi, Moshel Shoyank Ve'esu Lamad Dabba Doima. Why does he say such a loshon? Lo adam shizim in es chaveiroi. One person invite another person to eat by him. The hikibbo, and the guest comes and he realizes that the balabas is out to kill him. The hikibbo, shemivakish lahar, is interested in killing him. So he wants to protect himself. Omalo. So the guest says, tam tapshlo zesh anitoyim. Ah, the food tastes so delicious. Like last week I ate by the king. I just ate by the king last week, and the food was so delicious. That the food is so delicious now. Why does he say that he ate by the king last week? The other guy should realize I'm a korev lamalchus. You better not touch me. You're going to touch me. The police are going to make a whole investigation. Bizman is going to make an investigation, even if you're not korev lamalchus. But bizman haTanach, bizman haTalmud, the police didn't investigate when someone was killed. So why does he say, Tam tapshil omalo? So the guest tells the host, Tam tapshil zashen itoyim ketapshil shatam to beveis hamelach. Omar, so the host is going to say, ah, Yodalei Malka, he knows the king. King is friendly with him. Mistafi v'lei kotalei, so he's not going to kill him. So it's a machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Levi. What was Yaakov Avinu's intention? What did he have up his sleeve over here? Why did he say such a lashon kiros b'nei alikim v'atirutzeini? So Rabbi Levi says, Mishum pikoach nevesh, he was afraid Esav was going to kill him. So he said, oh, like I enjoy meeting you, like I enjoy the same hanor that I have when the malachim come and visit me. So Esav should realize that he hangs out with malachim all the time, so he shouldn't start up with him. So it was really for the sake of pikuach nefesh. That's where Reb Levi says that Yaakov Avinu told a lie for the sake of pikuach nefesh. And Reish Lakish doesn't learn like that. Reish Lakish learns it was just outright chanifa, and he says muta lahachnu v'shoyim ba'lamazan stachapela. How can it be that mutal hachnu v'shoyim ba'lamazeh? If the Gemara has a whole sugi before and after, everything is awesome. So the bottom Tosfos says that b'makom sakana is mutal to be machnu v'shoyim. And they quote a Gemara in the Dorim. The Gemara says that Ula was traveling from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael together with two gangsters from the city Chuzor, Bnei Chuzor. So one of them gets up and he kills the other guy. And he says to Ula, what do you say, Rabbi? So what is he supposed to say? So he says, turn the knife in some more. Make sure that he's really dead. What did he say that for? He was afraid they're going to kill me. So he gave him Yashkach. Good for you. You killed him. And make sure that he doesn't come back to life. So when Ula came to Eretz Yisrael, also the comment of Rabbi Yechon on the bottom line and the bottom test. Came to Rabbi Yechon and said he had a guilty feeling. Maybe I was machne for shame. The guy murdered someone else on the way. Then the Gemara must have been in Chutz Lo'etz. They didn't cross over the border to Eretz Yisrael yet, because the pasuk says in the Teichah Hamenasat Elochosham Lei Ragos V'Chol Yerenaim V'Dava Nofesh. It says you only have a Lei Ragos in Chutz Lo'etz. When you're in Eretz Yisrael, no murders in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. That's how the Gemara says no one's murdering anybody else in Eretz Yisrael. It's friendly in Lebedik Fellow. It's only when Asati Lachosham, Lev Ragos, only Chutzla. That's how the Gemara says there. Must have been before they crossed over the border. So he came, Ula came to Eretz Yisrael, and he visits Rebbe Rav Yechonah. So he says, Dilma Chas V'Shalom Achzok is the Ovi Aveira. I encourage the guy to continue to do more murders. So he says to him, you did right. Atas Napshachay Tzalto, Bikoch Nefesh, you're allowed to be Machne V'Sham Shem Koch Nefesh. So the Pashtus is, Tesis is saying, all the Gemara say lahachne for shayim is an iser, unless it's bikuach nefesh, then it's mutter. So that's what it means. Muta lachman shayim boilem azeh. If it's a case of pikuach nevish, then Rish Lakish brings the mocha from Yankim Avin and says kiros bnei elikim batir tzeini. He said it because of pikuach nevish. What does the Gemara say? Pliga the Reb Levi. Reb Levi said the same thing. Also mishum pikuach nevish. Reb Levi says moshe lamada v'dayme. The guy comes, the host comes, the guest comes to eat by the host, and he realizes that the host is gunning out to kill him, and he wants to frighten him that he shouldn't kill him. So he says, oh, the meal is so delicious, like last week I just ate by the king. So the host should be afraid to chat to him, he should be afraid to start up with him. So Reb Levi says that the reason why, the thing that motivated Yaakov Avinu to say, Kiros ben Elikim, is Pikuach Nefesh, he was afraid Esau was going to kill him. So isn't that the same as what Rish Lakish said? Taisa says Mutar Lachna V'Shoyim Ba'Olam Hazeh is based on Pikuach Nefesh. So what are they? What's a pliga? That's a problem. How did Taisa read the Gemara? What's the machlokes between Rish Lakish and Reb Levi? They're both saying the same thing. I don't know. That's a problem.
Shimon ben Pasi brings a pasuk.
That what? That Losi Lava, there won't be Chanif, and Ba'Olam Hazeh is Mutar.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, but Taisus claims that the only time is mutter is mishum pikuach nefesh.
Yes.
Safik pikuach nefesh. So everybody's saying the same
thing. So what do you need a pasuk?
Well, you need a pasuk to say that pikuach nefesh is mutter, yeah. Mustama here, the case that Taisus quoted was Ritzicha, Gilead Ritzicha, the one fellow kom chad b'shachte l'chabre. One person murdered the other. One gangster murdered the other gangster. So one might have thought that chanifa to a murderer is like a chelik of shvichas domin. So yehorig val yavar, so pikuach nefesh is not deicha. So that's what Tais says. No, you see, from the Gemara b'Therish, even chanifa on an avera that itself, the avera itself is yehorig val yavar, but chanifa on the avera, lifne iver on the avera, is not the same as the avera itself. You wouldn't say yehorig val yavar on the lifne iver. I understand all of this, but I don't understand the way Tais reads the Gemara. What's the machlegs of Yechanan? What's the machlegs of Nireh Shlokish and Rav Levi? They're both saying the same thing. Rav Levi says, he's see from Yankov Avinu, he says, Kiros b'nei elikim v'atir tzeini, that it's muta l'hach nefeshoyim v'olam hazeh. Yeah, but it's only muta m'shim p'koach nefesh. So that's what Rav Levi said. They both said the same thing. I don't know.
Agripas's family also, Porzis killed out of all the Talmud HaKham, Yana killed all Talmud HaKham, the Malchi Yisrael at that time had a history of doing that. So it could have been p'koach nefesh for them too.
Ah. Could have been here also pikuach nefesh.
But he told the king that he should step down.
He was crying. He says, "Oh, great of knowledge." He was crying, and he realized he doesn't belong in the position.
Don't say anything.
So should, yeah. So don't say anything. I don't know. I don't know. Could be it was also pikuach nefesh. I don't know.
Maybe.
Then the Gemara gives more agadata, more emphasizing how terrible it is chanifa. The Gemara quotes. Amar Ablazah, the second wide line. Kol Adam Sheesh B'Chanif, and maybe Af Loilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be angry, Shanem, because there's no honesty. Chanfe Lev, Yasimu Af, people who do Chanif, they're just bringing anger in the Rabbah Loyad, Elo Shein Tfilos in the Shmas. If he prays, his prayers will not be answered. Shanem, as the Pesach says, Lo Yishavu Ki Asoram. The Shavuos, the prayers are not going to help. I will be Meyasa them, I will punish them, and the prayers that garnished help him because they violated Chanif. Even babies were not even born. Even you don't have to be so intelligent. You have to be so brilliant to know what a terrible thing it is, Chanifa. Even a baby is not born yet knows that that's terrible. As it says, one who chamfes the Russia and he pats him on the back, yikvu amim, he should be cursed by amim, and yizamuhu leumim. He should be cursed by the what does it mean? Yikvu, ein kovel alosh and klola. Shenam ala kabakel. He will be cursed by nations. Vein lo omel uber shenam ala omel om yamotz. Means even the uber should be meimo. You don't have to be so intelligent to know what a terrible thing it is. Then the Rabbi Loza has more members called on Mshesh Bachanuf and Nofa Begehenim Shenema is going to go to Gehenim. What does he say? Vaita is going to burn in Gehenim. Rabbi Loza called a machna al chavera sof Nofa Biyodot. If you chamfil a Russia, the end will be, you're comforting him to get on his good side. The end will be that he's going to take the karma from you later. Either he or his son or his grandson. How do you know? Because Hananya ben Ezor was an Ovi HaSheker. And he said that all the Kalim from the Beis HaMikdash are going to be taken into Golis, will be brought back to Eretz Yisrael. And Yirmiyahu HaNavi knew that it wasn't true, so instead of getting up and saying, you're a liar, you're a Navi HaShekher, it's not true. So he says, V'yomer Yirmiyahu V'Hananya, Amen Ken Yasa Hashem, Yochem Hashem Es Devarecha. Halavai should take place. What do you mean Halavai? He was a Navi, he knew that it was Sheker. He should have said not so. So the end of the story was that Yirmiyahu HaNavi was given over to the government officials, then they put him in the prison. When they put, who was the one? That was the grandson of Hananya Ben Azor. He thought he's getting on his good side. Instead of Yirmiyah getting up and saying, you're a Navi HaShekher, it's all false, which he should have done, he chanfed him and says, Ken Yasa Hashem, Ken Yochem Hashem Es Dorecho. The end of the story was, Vayihu Bishar Ben Yomin, Yirmiyah was there. And who was there? Visham Bal Pekidus Yishma Yeroya Ben Shamiya Ben Hananya. That was the grandson of Hanani Ben Azor, that Navi HaShekher. Vayispas is Yirmiyah Navi, Lamer, Elakaz Ben Matano Fel, he's colliding with the enemy. And Yirmiyahu HaNavi says Sheker, and in NFL ala Kazmi, he's not in cahoots with the enemy. That's when they put him in prison. So the end of the story will be, if you chanfer Rishoyim, the Rishoyim will do avalus to you. Don't think that you're going to be saving yourselves. Either he or his son or his grandson. It's not going to turn out good. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here. That's how the perek ends, with the how bad it is to do Hanif. The pasuk in today's seder points out something very interesting. The Es and Makas were not merely for the purpose of pressuring Paro. Man revos mopsa beretz Mitzrayim matzah peshmi b'chol eretz. That ledoris we should be able to tell over the Es and Makas leil Pesach itzias Mitzrayim. Not just to prove that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the God over the world and so on, he has power. It was an oynish to the Mitzrayim. The Gemara says that the Gemara says in Soita that Mishpat Rishayim Begehenim is maximum Rishayim Begehenim is Yud Beis Chodesh. And Mishpat the Mitzrayim was Yud Beis Chodesh. The Es HaMakas was stretched over a period of 12 months. First Moshe Rabbeinu would give a Hasra a couple of weeks, and then they would suffer a Makkah for a week. So from the beginning to the end, the whole thing took a whole Yud Beis Chodesh. That's considered the maximum punishment a person can get. And here the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Reina Saticha Elohim lefaro, V'aron Achicha Yihyeh Nevi'echo. What does it mean, Elohim? But sometimes it's Lashon Kodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but very often the word Elohim is Lashon Chol. Nika Balabais Elohu Elohim. In Parshas Mishpatim, the word Elohim means Dayanim. So here in today's parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Reina Saticha Elohim lefaro, you are a dayan to paskin what kind of anointing she deserves. And each one, the Es HaMakas, was not only for the purpose of Laman Ravos, Mopsa Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Laman Sa'ap Kishmi, B'chol Ha'aretz, not just that we should have what to tell over about Tzipi Tzis Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kol Yochel and so on. No, this was an oynish to the Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk says when the Makas Tzvardeah came, it says, V'cho v'amecho v'tanarecho v'misharesecho. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Ubecho Ubi Amecha. First you're going to suffer because you were the one who started to cause aggravation to the Jewish people, and then Bi Amecha afterwards. This was a Psak Din. And the Psak Din was not shoved by all of them. Those who were closer to the Malchus were punished more, and those who were further away from the Malchus were punished less. We usually view the Es HaMakas as if it was just for the purpose of showing Nisim and Eflos. It wasn't only that. That was number one, but it was also a psak that Moshe Rabbeinu was paskening that they deserved these onshim, and each one got an oynish on a different degree, different level of oynish. Very good. Have a safe trip.
Thank you.
Very good.
That was one part.
Also, it's Bavur. What's the Lashon Bavur and Lamont? Also, I saw that Shon says, why does Hakel take place after Shemitah? Because after Shemitah, it's more egalitarian society because everybody couldn't claim.